Hello, today is April 22nd, 2024, and today we have the Seven of Cups in the reverse. The Seven of Cups is one of the strangest cards of the tarot. Venus and Scorpio are both associated with this card of the Minor Arcana, and we do have an upcoming full moon in Scorpio, I do believe. The Thoth deck calls the Seven of Cups debauch. It's the card of smoke and mirrors. There is so much gray smoke hanging in the air on this card that it can literally mean smoke or fire, or simply smoking too much of the good stuff. The seven gold goblets floating on the gray clouds of smoke is drinking too much of the good stuff. In the reverse, this can mean being in over our heads when it comes to substances to an alarming degree. But in the reverse, we can also interpret this message as pulling our head out of the clouds, all filters, rose-colored glasses, and beer goggles removed. We see the dark silhouette of a human whose back is to us, standing in a posture that suggests he or she is overwhelmed by this vision, or hallucination, of seven gold cups and their nightmarish strange contents. In the upright, our human is overwhelmed by these options. The contents of these cups are symbolic. One is heaped with jewels for riches, one holds a green wreath of laurels for fame and public recognition. From one appears the head of a beautiful woman, a potential mate, a castle, a snake, a dragon. This human may not know what he or she wants in the first place. This person may need some direction, some help, some clarity. In the reverse, fantasies may, like the fog, dissipate, and we may be seeing more clearly. This is also the card of brain fog, and we may be realizing we haven't been seeing someone, our lives, or even the world realistically. Castles in the air is another phrase that often comes up when we see the Seven of Cups. In the reverse, we're prompted to make a decision with a clear head. The suit of water is emotional, but our emotions can be like water, liquid, ebbing and rising like the tide. The Seven of Cups in the reverse suggest we not romanticize or project our fantasies on any person, situation, or even what or who we see in the mirror, for better or worse.